Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to NABWIC Talk. We are so excited to have everyone here today with NABWIC Talk. As you know, we are the voice of black women in construction. My name is Odedra Williams, and I'm the host today. I'm very excited to fill in and just share with you what we have going on. Today, we have a special replay of last week's episode. It was so informative, and we had some requests to replay it, so that's exactly what we're going to do. NABWIC talked last week. We talked to Tamika Lowe, and she has an empowering story, and we're going to listen to her story again, and we're super excited. She's from New Jersey. Of course, NABWIC is growing. We are all over the U.S. in different places, and we're looking to grow internationally. So please consider joining NABWIC. You can go to NABWIC.org, NABWIC.org to join. And before we start the replay, I just want to share that today, which is the 20th of March, we are having an amazing event that you do not want to miss. It's the Billion Dollar Luncheon in GSA. And so please join us today. You can go to NABWIC.org and find the information about the event, or you can go to Eventbrite and search for NABWIC, and you will see the Billion Dollar Luncheon. We have Billion Dollar Luncheons almost every month. And so this month we're excited to share the Billion Dollar Luncheon with you, and it talks about government contracting. So please join us today. Thank you. And without further ado, we will start and do the replay of last week's episode, which featured Tamika Lowe.
Okay. All right. All right. So Tamika Lowe from She Contractors. In this inspiring episode, we introduce Tamika Lowe, a visionary on a mission to transform the landscape for tradeswomen aspiring to become general contractors. Tamika's journey began in 2023 when she recognized the hurdles tradeswomen face in the industry and stepped forward as a mentor, guiding them through the complex maze toward becoming general contractors. Her dedication to empowering women in the construction led her to teach construction classes at a technical high school in her hometown of Newark, New Jersey. The creation of She Contractor marks a pivotal moment in Tamika's quest to forge a supportive network for tradeswomen. This platform institutes a community, aims to be a beacon for mentors and tradeswomen alike, offering resources, encouragement, and opportunities to grow in their fields and ascend to general contractor roles and beyond. As Tamika Journey shares her journey and the challenges that she's had to overcome. Tamika?
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. We are so happy to have you here with us at NABWIC Talks. Thank you for sharing your time with us this morning. Happy Women History Month. I'm happy to be here. I saw you last month at the New York Build. I saw what you were doing. You were doing some amazing things there. So I just want to Have you introduced yourself to our listeners and just tell us a little bit about She Contractor. What exactly is it?
Well, good morning again, and excuse me, my voice is a little raspy. You know, the allergy season is early this year. But I would like to thank you guys in advance, you know, for listening this morning, and thank you for inviting me to your platform. As mentioned, my name is Tamika Lowe, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I'm a licensed realtor, and I'm a licensed general contractor that has been in the industry for over 20 years. I was actually introduced to construction, the wholesale of construction, through my mom, and I want to say around 19 years old, where my mom would literally go to different auctions and wholesale different properties from gas stations, nursing homes, houses, complexes. She traveled all over the U.S. doing it, from Vegas, Arizona. So I was introduced pretty early. In my early 20s, I did become a homeowner. However, you know, like sometimes you don't take things serious. So I owned a home. My sister owned homes. But, you know, fast forward, being in corporate America, business degree, accounting background, you know, I sat behind a desk for years and as an accountant, not a CPA, but an accountant. And after some time, you know, I had a life-changing experience in 2009, and I was out of work for so many months, and I took a leap of faith by becoming an entrepreneur. I didn't automatically start in real estate, but I was an entrepreneur in 2009 in the fashion industry. And back in 2014, when the fashion industry started to take a turn, I started to lean more on the real estate. And my mom always encouraged it. But again, like I said, I never took it as serious. So fast forward to 2014, from 2009, I got my real estate license. 2016, I did my first flip. And I started just flipping. And one of the gentlemen that I hired as a contractor, you know, sometimes contractors get bad names in this industry, I took it upon myself to start to get more involved in my projects. It was the gentleman that assisted me on some of the work that I did not give to the contractor, and he encouraged me to get my license. After that, I did my last flip, and, you know, the ball just kept rolling. It was just like something that fell in my lap. You know, recording myself, showing my work, showing my projects, people started to ask me to do work for them. That was never my intent, to actually work for the public. I thought that I would only be doing my own projects. But here I am today working with insurance companies, you know, doing streamlined loans, 203Ks, and working with the state with group homes.
Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing, Tamika. Tell us a little bit more about this tradeswomen, your organization, She Contractor. So tell us a little bit about what exactly it is that She Contractor does in the industry as far as empowering other tradeswomen. Because in your bio, I see you mentioned that women face challenges with certain trades. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So automatically, I was nervous when I came into the industry about what my logo would look like. I don't want it to look too girly because I'm afraid that people won't trust the women in this industry. So during the pandemic, you know, I sat home for maybe 5 weeks, and I had a 203 that was actually starting literally 5 weeks after the shutdown. And as we're working, you know, my guys are like, I don't want to stay home. I don't want to look at the news. I don't want to be sad. So we just work 7 days a week, sometimes 8 to 10 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day. And as I'm sitting home and I'm watching the news and I'm sitting around and I'm like, you know, I'm looking at some people saying they're not working, they're shut down, and this. And it just fell in my lap, like, let me do something for women. Let me show women that we can be in this industry and there are other ways that we can actually build our platform in this industry. Because a lot of the times when I see women in the industry, it may be on the administrative side, on the architectural side. So I wanted to become that mentor, that face, that platform, because I felt like representation matters. So here I am now. I'm like, I can mentor. So I have a handful of women that would come to my office. I would, you know, show them how I would price my job. Then I fast forward. And then I said, you know, if I'm already doing this, let me continue to do this. There was always a problem finding apparel to wear. You know, you go to the Foreman Mills and the different discount stores, and there's always nursing uniforms. So I said, let me create my own apparel line. I did that. And I just said to myself, as I continue to build, it started to work. I started to promote it. I trademarked it. And now I'm telling women, listen, I am here for you. I am here to mentor you. I am here to assist you. I never put a dollar on it. I never said anybody owed me anything. And more people encouraged me. You know what? We need this. This was needed. This is what we've been looking for. And it's not that other organizations don't exist. It's just that, you know, I capitalize off of using social media as my platform to brand myself. And now here it is. I felt like that platform should be extended to brand and support the women in trade. So She Contractor is definitely not about me. We are She Contractor. So She Contractor is about all trade women and women that also add to the trade world. So I don't want people to feel like, oh, I have a cleaning business. You know, we don't use a hammer in cleaning, but we do after construction cleaning. So many other avenues of industries that add to the trade world, and I don't want those women to feel left out either. So with this platform that I created, I made sure that I crossed and dotted every line that I could when it came to She Contractor.
That's amazing, Tamika. That's amazing. And again, I want to talk a little bit more about She Contractor, because I did notice that She Contractor offers courses, and if I'm not mistaken, She Contractor offers memberships and things of that nature. So can you tell us a little bit about what She Contractor offers to, you know, potential students or potential mentees? And also, is She Contractor only for women? Can men join She Contractors and become, you know, a member or take a class or be mentored and things of that nature? I know that's a bit much, but I'm sorry. Yes. I just got excited.
Oh, okay. So, one, I realized that, you know, I'm like that one-woman team with the team. So, yes, men can take the classes because, like myself, I do employ men, and I would love for my men to get the education that I would offer. It's in regards to classes, I did my first cohort last year in June of 2023, which was pretty successful. I had 11 women in the class, and I actually did an entire project from beginning to end. I showed them from the permit side to closing it out. I did a site visit on the property that I was actually renovating. I was doing a complete rehab, too. I had the architectural plans there. We walked the entire property. I explained everything. I brought material. I showed them where things go, what they're used for. The She Contractor membership is more based on right now building the directory. So She Contractor is building an all-women's directory right now for trade women. Not because we know that Angie List does not exist and other platforms like Indeed don't exist. This is mainly to say, if you want to come and find a trade woman, or a company owned by a woman to be on your government contract, or to come and spearhead something that you need to put a woman on, you can come to the She Contractor directory. We will have not just women that are licensed, that own their own businesses, but also women that are certified, that are looking to be hired. So I'm not excluding men, but I am representing the women because, like I said, we are She Contractor, and this is what I feel like is needed because there are so many women that I know in this industry. And you wouldn't know it if you walked past them. But, like, you wouldn't know who the doctor is that you may sit next to in church. But at the same time, why not continue to build our – because men are leading in the industry, right? But at the same time, understand the growth with women in the industry. So the education will go beyond just one cohort. So I have a 13-module curriculum to teach construction. And in that curriculum – I have it broken down to where not everyone will need that 13-module curriculum. You may have some women that say, you know what, I don't know how to read an architectural plan, so I'll come and take that class. You may have some women that may need assistance with pricing because from what I hear, that's one of the biggest struggles. I have mentored a handful of women personally in my office on pricing. I did learn pricing from being a realtor that did 203s and from being a GC that did 203s. So there is a way that I've learned to price You know, I know there are estimators out there, but at the same time, you know, I teach them how we price in this industry. I do have outsiders that will come into the curriculum also and teach. So I will not be someone that think I can teach you how to read an architectural plan only because I know how to. There will be licensed architects. There will be people coming in from the outside that are licensed and certified to teach a lot of these classes.
I love that. I love that. So you've partnered, you have relationships with people who can come in and teach the portions of the class where you may not have expertise. And we definitely love that. And I'm glad you mentioned that it's the 13 modules that you use when you do your courses, because I was going to ask you to break down a little bit, if you would, about how your courses are, like what's included and things of that nature. So the fact that you said that there's 13 different modules and we don't, a student doesn't necessarily have to sit for all of them, that gives me a little bit of an idea. So for example, if someone wanted to just find out about estimating, I guess they could just take that part or so forth and so on. Now you mentioned, when you mentioned pricing, you also mentioned that you were a realtor. So are we, and you also mentioned government. So are we pricing and learning how to estimate, properties that are like independent real estate properties, like homes, single family homes, or are we talking, commercial projects, or are we talking everything? Just whatever is needed, you guys have it.
So yes, it's everything. So I do.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I do a lot of residential. I have done some commercial, and I have been a sub on commercial projects. But I will be teaching on the commercial side and on the residential side. So on the commercial side, there would definitely be an outside teacher to teach on larger infrastructure about pricing. What I've actually mentored and taught on was on the residential side, because I have a lot of general contractors that have sat with me that might just do kitchens and bathrooms, might do complete rehabs, might just do roofs. And that is something that I am very good at pricing.
Got it. That's very good to know. I also, we're going to take a short commercial in a second, but when we come back, I definitely want you to give us a little bit more information about the directory that you're creating for tradeswomen, because that sounds amazing, and that's something that we can use. So we're going to go to a short commercial right now, but like I said, when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about Tamika Lowe from She Contractor and her tradeswomen directory that she's creating. Perhaps some of us can potentially join it. We'll be right back.
Detroit Voltage. We keep the lights on. We power Detroit. Master electrician, electrical contractor, minority owned, black owned, woman owned. Your safety and satisfaction is our main priority. Residential, commercial, federal. Safety, time, and expertise. Bonded and insured. Contact us. Detroit Voltage, 1-800-258-1352. Info at DetroitVoltage.com, www.DetroitVoltage.com. I'm ready. Are you ready? The time is now to amplify your life and create your signature book. And what better time than this weekend to start moving towards your dreams? You will be amazed at how much you can get done in one weekend if you only knew what to do. Your book journey is waiting for you, so take the first step. Purchase the book, then connect with Ursula Oldham, your book coach at Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula10K.com, ERSULA10K.com.
Okay, we are back. Thank you so much for staying with us. So, Tamika, please tell us a little bit about the directory that you have for the tradeswomen. Tell us how would a business, you know, enter their information into the directory. Are there any requirements to be in the directory? Do you have to be a certified business? Do you have to be, an MWBE business? Just give us some more detail about the tradeswomen directory, please.
Okay, so the directory is not just for, like individual business owners. You can be certified. You can be licensed. You don't have to actually own your business. You can go on as a certified or licensed professional, or you can list your business. The first year of the directory is $39.99 for the first year. It is on the SheContracted.com website. We have an application. There are certain credentials that you will need. So if you are coming on as an actual business, you do have to be licensed and insured. That does have to be provided. It will not be shared with, you know, just individuals or the public. That is basically for the back office, for my team to actually make sure that if we're putting people out there as an individual business, is that they're actually licensed and insured. And we will do different checks, like maybe every 60 to 90 days, to make sure the insurance and the license is still active. Now, if you're just like a certified plumber, you can still go on there on the website and register as well, because we will have it broke down. Our trim system will be up and running. We are expecting that to be next month. I have personally had a personal one-on-one meeting with the New Jersey Department of Labor last year at their office in Springfield, where they're looking forward to this directory to get more women on government contracts. I just stumbled upon on social media. The power of social media is important these days too, because I was found by someone from the Department of Labor who personally reached out and invited me to her office. And they're looking to do eventually, you know, once this directory gets built up, they have different linkage events, but they are tired of going onto these government contracts and not seeing women on them. And what they're hearing is the women can't be found. So I didn't create the directory for them. By them finding me, this has encouraged me to push to get the directory built. I hear from them, I want to say, maybe every few months I may get someone to call me and ask me how things are going. So I've heard from them since last year at least 3 times when they're asking me what's going on with the directory. And I don't know if women are reluctant, but I tried to make it to where it wasn't focused on money, but you know, the fees are short, running the back office, you know, maybe getting the billboard, doing some marketing so that we can get the momentum going for the directory. As you mentioned, I did the New York Bill Expo. When I was at the New York Bill Expo, I had a chance to walk around and introduce myself to some of the different exhibitors. I did introduce myself to the NYC Accelerator Program, where I mentioned the directory. They were also interested in seeing what this directory would be like for their own use as well. I've had individuals come to me because, as we know, some of the many people that come to those type of events like the New York Bill, they don't come because they're looking for business. They come to network. So many of the people that have networked there are actually looking forward to that directory. I've heard things like, I'm looking to build an all-women team. I'm looking for more women. You know, they're looking to actually represent women more. You know, we see it in college basketball and we see it in the WNBA that women are starting to become more acknowledged in so many different fields that we've already been in. So it's like for this directory, I'm looking to launch it, you know, next month. Like I said, we have to do a few tests on the system, but we're already working. We already have a few applications coming in, but I do want to encourage women, you know, to just take the leap and just, you know, come to the directory. If you're not sure, you can contact us at info@shecontracted.com for further questions. I'm willing to do personal one-on-one phone conversations with myself and my PR. The Bergerati and Pamela is amazing, my PR rep.
Yes,
so
I agree.
To have these one-on-one conversations, because we don't want people to feel like they're just joining something that they don't understand. But one thing I can say is we're doing the work behind the scenes, and, you know, I'm hitting the platform hard, and this month has really been a big month for She Contracted, because, like, I'm here this morning, you know, I was somewhere else last week. I'll be somewhere else on Friday. We're doing the work, so I'm making sure that that directory is not just something that will fit on my website. It is something that will be used.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'm glad that you mentioned some of your contact information, because I do want to give you an opportunity to share your contact information with our listeners in a moment. We are coming on to the top of the hour now. So with that said, the directory itself, I do have one more question about the directory. So is it currently housed on your website?
So the directory will be on my website. However, the application is active now. If you go onto the shecontractor.com website, you can click apply for directory on there, and you'll be able to click it, and you'll be able to put your information. Where your information come over, you'll be contacted for the additional information to go onto the directory. So right now, if you click onto directory, you don't really see the actual act live directory. But like I said, we're running tests, and it will be active next month.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, Tamika. Sorry about that. My question actually was where could we find it, but I think you answered that question already. We could find it on your website currently.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, yes, like I said, we are coming up on the top of the hour, so I did want to ask you, NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction, we would love to have you be a member. I'm not going to put you on the spot, even though I'm putting you on the spot, but it's something that, you know, we would like for you to consider. We think that we definitely could do great things together, help out your organization as well as NABWIC is concerned as well. So we definitely want you to think about becoming a member of NABWIC if that's something that you're interested in, and share your She Contractor along with our members and so forth and so on. I did want to ask you another question about, we always ask our listeners, where do you get inspiration from? And, you know, tell us, share with us some things that you pull from to get inspired and to stay inspired during your day and just during your life in general. For example, what's some of the most recent books you may have read, if you want to share that with our listeners?
So in regards to the books, I am not like a big novel girl. That used to be me. Right now, I am like so involved in the construction industry. You know, I can come and sit with you and you can say something that inspires me, and I may go research it if I'm not too familiar with it, like large infrastructure. You know, I was inspired by an event that I was at last week, and it made me start to research. So I own a number of construction books. I own a number of project management books, because although I'm a general contractor, I project manage my own job. So I do a lot of reading blogs. I do a lot of reading the latest news on construction, because the one thing I did learn in this industry is during the pandemic, so much has changed with cold. So much has changed with material. There is so much that has changed that I am constantly educating myself. You know, one of the books that I like is the construction management book, From Project Concept to Completion. I kind of like what I do is I summarize, I make notes, I make mental notes, I make physical notes. I incorporate this in my business. I do have contracts that I use within my business that I incorporate a lot of the things that I learn online and in books that I purchase. So I am a big reader. I'm a big educator for myself, and I like to learn from others. So no novels, but lots of education.
I respect that, and I totally get it. I totally understand that. Let me ask you this. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners as far as encouragement, words of encouragement? You know, anything to keep, you know, self-employed business owners, sometimes it's hard to stay motivated. So is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners to speak to that?
Yes, I would like to say don't be afraid to collaborate with other contractors. I learned a lot.
Love that.
By actually hiring the right people. You know, sometimes we are afraid of what we feel like we can't handle. And you'll be surprised that the more you give, the more you get back. And we are stronger together. So until we realize that we are stronger together, you have something in your industry. You may say, I'm a painter, but I'm not a sheetrocker. And you may have another woman that has that opportunity to come in and collab with you. Once you grow with another network, and I always say build your network, you will get so much further. Like, for instance, I'm doing a new project. I'm a first-time builder in my first build. I had inspection. Of course, I don't want my guys sitting home, but I have a network. So build your network. In that week that I was waiting on inspection, my guys were split up working for other contractors. I didn't make a dime that week, but it wasn't about me. It was about making sure my guys had an income. Because just like union workers, when there's no work, there's no pay. But for me, I don't like to leave my guys without pay. And that's the one thing that I stand on. I have been very good at keeping my guys constantly working. So, billionaire,
that's a blessing.
If you're doing anything in this industry, don't be afraid of someone that may have a bigger truck with their name on it, and you may not be still driving your truck that doesn't have a name on it. Don't be afraid of someone that is bigger than you, because you'll never know that sometimes you can be pulled together. You can be, they can pull you up, and they can encourage you to get to that next level.
Love that. Love that. So build your network. Build your network.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid and work together. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes collaborations and partnerships on projects definitely work. And I love how you said you keep your guys working, because as we all know, not only in the unions, although sometimes with the unions, if there's no work, those workers can't work. In construction in general, construction is the jobs last as long as the project lasts, right? So once the project is done, we're all off to the next project. So you always have to have something in your pipeline. You always have to be moving to the next project. So as you just mentioned, if you have your network going, more than likely, you'll always have projects going. So good. That's an amazing thing that your guys are able to continuously work. I love that. So would you like to share anything with us in closing? Because I do want you to share all of your contact information with our listeners. I want you to share your website, your social media handles, your phone number, everything. But before you do that, do you have anything else that you'd like to have our listeners know?
Yes, I would like for the listeners to know that, you know, for the women that don't feel like they have enough skills to grow, that feel like they want to come into this industry and they don't know how to get in, you know, reach out to people like Key Contracts and NABWIC. Reach out to these organizations, because there are so many different programs in our community that are offering women in construction courses, offering mentorship. And we are not here to say that this is just for us. We are She Contractor. NABWIC has different, you know, they have platforms all over New Jersey, Chicago. They have different opportunities throughout the United States. So do not ever be afraid to walk up to someone and introduce yourself and find how you can get into this industry, because the one thing we know, we have AI and we have computers taking over so many different jobs. And although they say that there's robots that can hang sheetrock, there are a lot of things that AI and computers can take over in this industry. And that is the one thing that I would say that I am grateful for. As I build my platform and my brand, I've been able to grow in this industry beyond what my expectations were. So this fell on me, and I embraced it, and that's the reason why I educate myself in this industry so much. Because when I put myself on this platform to represent trade women, you know, I don't want to be like a deer cut in headlights and don't have the education and can't speak the language. So reach out, join organizations, build your network, find a sisterhood, find a business buddy, you know, get in these classes, you know, look at your local city halls and stop ones and, you know, urban leagues. There are so many opportunities out here for women. I have personally myself taken advantage of some of the free education that I've come across, and I will continue to do that. I don't care how big She Contractor gets. I don't care how many houses I build or renovate. I will forever educate myself in this industry, because in order to be able to stand the test of this industry that is dominated by men, we have to keep up with it. So if anyone is looking forward to keeping up with She Contractor, my website is shecontractor.com. My information is, you can contact us for inquiries at info@shecontractor.com. I can be contacted directly, TamikaLowe@shecontractor.com. I have a toll-free number, 888-640-1737. I encourage all women to come to the She Contractor website. You can see the apparel. You can reach out to us. You can apply for the directory. We'll answer your questions. And I will become a member of NABWIC. And I also extend my platform for anyone, a part of NABWIC, or anyone that is in the industry, to join She Contracted, because we won't only have a directory, but we are building our community. We will come together sometimes as women in the industry, as a community.
Absolutely, absolutely. We love that. We love that. And yes, Tamika, you are absolutely right. NABWIC is National Association of Black Women in Construction. So we pretty much have offices and chapters throughout the country. So we are national in that way. And we do try to, like you said, we try to collaborate, get together, and make a big voice for each other in this industry. So you are right on par with what we stand for here at NABWIC. And like I said, we would love to have you. I think it would be an amazing platform for you and She Contractor, and vice versa. I think that She Contractor would be an amazing addition to NABWIC as well. So we'll definitely talk about that offline and circle back with that. But with that said, we are at the top of our show. I mean to say, yeah, we are at the end of our show now. So we are about to go ahead and close out. But I want to thank you again for joining us. I hope you have a beautiful Women History Month. Like you said, you're off to a good roll this month as far as things that you have going on with your business and individually. That's amazing. So with that said, we are going to close our show out. I just want to check with my co-host, Jackie. Jackie, did you have anything else? Is she even there? I don't know where she
is. Yes, I am here. And thank you so much for giving me an opportunity just to say something. I have just been so inspired by hearing Tamika's story and all the things that she's doing. You know, you are so accomplished, Tamika, and I think this was so timely featuring you doing Black History Month. You are making history, and you are making a tremendous impact for the women in the trades and women in construction in general. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I had one question, but I'm not going to ask it since we're at the bottom of the hour, but we'll have to have you back on the show again and just explore. There's so many things I know our listeners would like to ask, and so many other things we can explore. So hopefully you'll be agreeable to coming back and joining us again.
Yes, of course. And you guys can see me at some of your events, and you'll see me around, and I hope to see you around at some of She Contracted events. So it's open enrollment, guys, and thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.